Today's shir is Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Nun Aleph. We will begin on Daf Nun Amabez, Bezer Hashem Yisbarach, third wide line. Tan Rabbanan, the Braisa says, the Torah, as we've been discussing extensively in our shiurim, singles out a Bas Ish Kayin. And the Gemara focuses on that pasuk. The pasuk says, a Bas Ish Kayin, Kiseichel Iznais, Es Aviyahi Michaleles, Beish Tisarif. Begins the Braisa in analyzing this halacha. Yochla fil chilas Shabbos. We would think that even if she was Michal Shabbos, she would have the same halacha, that she should not be treated like everyone else, that she should be singled out to be chayiv sreifa. Tamaloymer, liznais. The pasuk uses the word liznais, from which we learn, b'chululin she biznus akos medaber. The Torah is speaking about something that involves snus. Yochel afila pnuya, continues the Braisa, so we would think that this halacha even applies to a single girl who has an improper relationship. Namakan, the pasuk here says, asavihim chalalas, v'namalahalon, the Torah when it speaks about a arusa bas Yisrael, who was Mizana. The pasuk says, the pasuk says, "V'yitzu asanar v'sklu anchi av ira b'avon v'mesa kin asa nevol b'Yisrael liznois base aviha malahalon." Just like over there, where we're speaking about the rusa, there's obviously zikas habal. She has a husband. Afkan. When we speak here about the bas koyin, it speaks about aviha. That it speaks about Zik's about that she's married. Maybe what the pasuk is coming to teach us is that she only if she has relations, Rachman son, with her father, anyone else that she had an improper relationship would not bring this punishment. Have a kosher adam omer. When the pasuk says mechalelas, that it comes to talk about that she was mezana with anybody, not that she was defamed her father. It's that she had this type of a relationship. The way the Yad Rama explains the Gemara is what the Gemara means to say is whenever such a woman has this type of relationship, it obviously brings shame to her father. She doesn't necessarily have to have that kind of relationship with a father to bring shame to him. It brings shame to him under all circumstances, and therefore we learn from here, kol adam amr, from here we learn that this type of relationship with any type of a person, that she's not supposed to have such a relationship, causes this aveira, causes this punishment. So if so, hamanim kaim aviyah, what does the pasuk speak out the word aviyah? Namakar aviyah, v'namalahalon aviyah, malahalon znus, just like we learned before, when the Torah speaks about the case of an arusa, it's speaking about a woman who already is connected to a man. Afkan znus mazika sabal. Continues the Brice, imalahalon benar avihirusa. The pasuk that we keep on referencing to is talking about anara maresis. Afkan nara avihirusa. Maybe the halacha of sreifa only applies by nar marasa. However, in a situation where the woman will be nara v'hinasua, if she's a nara, but she's a nasua, or she's a begeris, that means a woman's life is till she's 12, she's a ktana. From 12 to 12 and a half, she's a nara. And from 12 and a half up, she's a begeris. Or begeris v'isua, or if she's a begeris and she's in the sua. Vafilos gaina menayin, no matter what age, bas koyin, according to, has the special halacha. Bas koyin has a special halacha of sreifa. Tamloima u bas koyin, we learn from the extra vav, become makayim, whatever age. Bas koyin, ella nisus l'koyin. I would only know that this halacha of the bas koyin applies to a girl who's married to a koyin. Nisus Lelevi Yisrael, if she's married to a Levi Yisrael, or she's married to Oivik Kechavim, which the Torah says, of course, one may not marry an Oivik Kechavim. Torah Kedoshah says, Lois Eschatim Bom. So, of course, the Rishonim asked the question that how could we be speaking about a case where a woman is married to an Oivik Kechavim? There is no Kedushin with Oivik Kechavim. And even though, as we often have learned in our Shurim, there's a Machloikis, Rabbi Kiva, and the Rabbanon, if Kedushin are Typhus B'chayiv Lavin, if there is a marriage which represents a Chiv Lav, will the Kedushin be valid or not? That is indeed a very famous Machloikis, but everybody agrees that with Oivik Kechavim, with a non-Jew, there is no Kedushin. So how can we be speaking about Nisus Loivit Kechavim? So I saw a number of Turtzim. One Teretz is that it's speaking about the Zion Amamim, where the Torah Kedoshah says that even if somebody from the Zion Amamim, from the seven nations that lived in Eretz Yisrael, becomes a ger, they're still not allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael. So we're speaking about that type of situation where it's Zion Amamim after they had Geirus, so they are Jewish, but still it's a Chiyuv Lav, and therefore, if we don't follow the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, we have Kedushin. Another explanation that I saw is that the proper Girs in our Gemara is not actually Oivik Kechavim. It cannot be Oivik Kechavim, for as we've been explaining, there is no Kedushin with Oivik Kechavim. The proper Girs in our Gemara is Kuti. With a Kuti, again, a subject that's often discussed in Shas, he is an individual who had Geiris, but they were treated like Akum and weren't supposed to be married to. Another explanation that I saw is that we're speaking here about where the mother of this man who did the Kedushin actually is Jewish. But so if the mother is Jewish, we know that the child is Jewish. But there's an opinion that Oivik Kechavim Abba Bas Yisrael, if a Jewish woman marries a non-Jewish man, so the halacha actually is that that child is a full-fledged Jew. But there is opinion that says that that child is considered a mamzer. If that child is considered a mamzer, that's why the kedushin with such a man is a valid kedushin, albeit it represents that they violated in this alav. So again, this is lelevi Yisrael, lev kechavim, lecholol. If she married somebody that a kohen married a woman whom he wasn't supposed to marry, the child born from that marriage is a cholol, or if she married a mamzer, where again, the halach is one is not allowed to marry a mamzer, but the kedushin is typhus, lenosin, who are the gevoinim, who were from the nations that lived in Eretz Yisrael, that fooled Yeshua and said that they came from far away, and Yeshua accepted them as gerim, and then their true colors came out, and they were proclaimed as Nesinim, that one may not marry a Nesin. Minayin, that in all these cases, if she is, at the end of the day, a Bas Koyin, the halacha of a Bas Koyin applies to her. Tamalayma, the Pasuk says, Ubas Ish Koyin. As long as the father is an Ish, we learn from the extra word Ish, as long as the father is a Koyin, Afa Pi, Shayna Kehenis, even though she's not a Kehenis, not only is she not a Kehenis, she defiled herself by marrying somebody whom she should not have. Hebus Reifa continues the Brisa to teach us in this halacha that the woman, the Bas Koyin, is subject to the Misa of Sreifa, vein by Alibus Reifa. But the man who had relations with her is not Chayv Sreifa. Hebus Reifa, furthermore, we spoke about this in our previous year, she, if she does this type of Avera, will be Chayv Sreifa. If there are Edom Zomim, if there were Edom that said she did such an Avera, and then they turn out to be Edom Zomim, they couldn't have been possibly said this testimony because other Edom came and say, Imanu Hayisem, you were with us elsewhere. The halacha is normally the punishment for Edom Zomim, Vasisim Loika, Shazomim Lassus Lachiv, the punishment that they wanted to bring to the other person comes to them. Here, the halacha will be that the Edom Zomim will not be Chayiv Sreifa, even though that's what they wanted that she should receive, they'll be Chayiv Chenek. And what this line means, we will analyze in the Gemara. So we just learned a braisa that taught us many halachas regarding the Bas Koyin. And now the Gemara begins to analyze the halachas. Now the Gemara begins to analyze the halachas that were mentioned in this braisa. Amar, Yachal fil chil Shabbos. We would think that even she was mechal Shabbos. Says the Gemara, chil Shabbos baskilahi. Says somebody who's mechal Shabbos, we know is chayiv skila. And the Gemara is saying that we're following, assumingly, the opinion of the Rabbanim, who say skila is a more severe punishment than sreifa. So why should we downgrade from skila to sreifa if she's a bas kayin? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rava, Hamani, who is the town of this braisa? The town of this braisa is Reb Shimon, that holds, as we have been learning, that sreifa chamura, that sreifa is a more severe punishment. And Salkadat Chamina, Hoyova Achma Rachmana Bekahani, since the Torah was so strict with Kahanim, the Rabbah Memitzis asserts that many mitzvahs that apply to Kahanim that don't apply to Yisraelim. So maybe in this case also, they should be treated. She should be treated stricter and treated them b'sreifa, kamash malon that not. And the Sefer Lekach Tov says, from here, we see a very interesting thing. The Gemara is teaching us that a Kohen is an entirely different category than a Yisrael. And the Chil Shabbos of a Kohen is different than the Chil Shabbos of Yisrael. Umayshna Minayda Day asked the Gemara, why should we assume that Shabbos is different for her from anyone else? Salkadat Chamina, we would think Iyu Dishterle Shabbos Lagaba Avoida. When we speak about the Kohen, that under certain circumstances he's allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. Now, the Gemara's question is, if this is referring to Chil Shabbos, why should we treat the Bas Kohen different than a Kohen? To which the Gemara says, since we see by male Kahanim, the history, Shabbos Lagab Avoida, that they could sometimes be Bechal Shabbos to do the Avoida. He, Kivin Dela Yishter Shabbos Lagaba, but a woman who never does the Avoida, maybe this halacha ought not to apply to her. That's why if she's Mechal Shabbos, she should be judged with Sreifa. Kamash Milan, that no. If a Bas Kohen is Mechal Shabbos, she's like everyone else. She's Chayv Skila, even according to Reb Shimon, who holds that Sreifa is a stricter punishment than Skila. The Gemara continues to analyze the Braisa. The next halacha we learned in the Braisa is Yochel Afilu Pnuya. We would think that even if the Bas Kohen is a single girl and she had in a proper relationship, she would chayiv skila. Says the Gemara, ask the Gemara, how could we think so? Holiznais ksiv. The pasuk uses the word znus. Znus means a relationship that is totally improper, not when it's a single girl who indeed should not be having relations with other men, but it's not called znus. Answers the Gemara, this braisa follows the opinion of Elazar. Dom upon Abal Pnuya, that if single people had relations, shloi l'shem ishus, not for the goal of marriage, asa zoyna. The next thing, ay ena am avia el haitzis adam. We would say that the word avia comes to teach us that only if she had relations with her father, Rachman al-Tzlan, do these halachas apply. El demayniyu, so what are we saying, that when would the Bas Kohen be chayv sreifa? Kishazin tzimei avia, when she had this type of relationship with her father. Ask the Gemara, but if that's the case, my area Bas Kohen, I feel Bas Yisrael Nami. Why would we single out a Bas Kohen? The halacha would be even by Bas Yisrael. Dama Rava Omali Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. Ask Yehena Hena. The halacha is that a daughter who has relations with her father is Chayiv Sreifa. And the way we know this is based on Gzeirah Shava. The Torah says, regarding someone who has relations with his granddaughter, and then the Torah speaks about relations with one's wife's daughter, who's not his biological daughter. Where the Torah says, Espaspin of Espaspita Lysikach Legalis Erva, Shara Hena Zemehi. The Torah used the word Hena in both of this. So just like the Aloch is, when we speak about a daughter of his wife's daughter and his granddaughters are connected. And then we learn Zima Zima. Then we learn Xeris Shava. But we speak about the daughter of a wife. The Torah says, Shara Hena Zimahi. And then when the Torah speaks about having relations with a woman and her mother, the Pasuk says, V'isha Shikachas Ish Vasima Zimahi Be'esh Yisroi for Oisav Esen. So from here we build. Just like the Torah says clearly, by Isha V'ima there's a Chiyav Sreifa, so too will be a Chiyav Sreifa with Bas Ishtoi. And then we take the Gzeris Shava of Hena Hena to extend it to a granddaughter. So we see from here that there's already a Chiyav Sreifa with one's daughter. So ask the Gemara, how can we think that the Torah is telling us that if a Kohen, Rachman Tzlan, has relations with his daughter, the Chiyav Sreifa, this new din, it's not a new din. Every time a father has relations with a daughter, there's a Chiyav Sreifa. Answer the Gemara Itzrich. The Pasuk says we would still think so. Sakdat Chamina, Kra, the Pasuk of Avia Lefuki Midarava, to teach us that maybe that entire din that we just learned, that there's a Chiyav Sreifa when one Rachman Tzlan has relations with a daughter, is only by a Kohen, but not by Yisrael. And the point being, Midagol Rachman Abbas Kohen Veloy Abbas Yisrael. The fact that the Torah spoke about this din by the Bas Kohen, maybe what the Torah is telling us is that when we learn this entire limud, that there's a Chiyav Sreifa by a father and a daughter, it's only by the father, when the father's a Kohen, Kamash Malan, that no, the Chiyav Sreifa applies even by a Yisrael. And that's what the Braisa is coming to teach us. Why do we learn it through Gzeris Shava? Why don't we learn it with a Kal V'Chomer? If one is Chayiv Sreifa with a granddaughter, certainly should be Chayiv Sreifa with a daughter. So Rashi explains, there's a rule, Ein Einshim and Adin, that even though through this Kal V'Chomer, it's an obvious Kal V'Chomer, but we don't use Kal V'Chomers to teach us, we don't use Kal V'Chomers to teach us a punishment, and therefore we have to have a Gzeris Shava. So now we're saying that we would think that the Pasuk is talking about, that the Gzeris Shava is only talking about Bas Yisrael, is talking even about Yisrael, only talking about Kohen. But the Gzeris Shava is clearly speaking about everybody. So how would we think differently? So along the same line, answers the Ran, we would take the Gzeris Shava to only tell us that there's an Isser for father to have relations with a daughter. But the din of a Chiyav Sreifa, that maybe the Pasuk would be teaching us, says the Gemara, only applies to a Bas Kohen. That's why the Gemara says, no, it applies, that halacha of a Bas, Avabas, applies by everybody. Says the Gemara, Bas Kohen, continuing analyzing the Braisa we began with, Bas Kohen, Elon Nisus L'Kohen. We would know that this halacha only applies when she's married to a kohen. However, nisus levi l'yisrael levi kachavim l'cholol nosol mamzer menayin, the din of sreifa still applies. Tamalim bas ish kohen abish en a kohenis, even though she is no longer in the category of a kohenis because she married somebody she shouldn't have, she's still considered a bas kohen regarding this halacha of sreifa. Says the Gemara, of course. Why would we think differently? Why should we think b'shum de insavlu lahani, because she married one of these individuals, la bas kohen hi, is she not a bas kohen? Me the kohenis l'kohen ksiv, does the Torah anywhere indicate that she has to be married to a kohen or to marry to someone? As long as she's the daughter of a kohen, answers the Gemara. The reason we would think so is perhaps kosaka dat chamina. The pasuk says kisecha liznas amrachmana, hani milahecha. The Kamaskla Hashta, that when is the din of Sreif apply? When doing, because of this act, she became defiled. Avalha, the cases that we just mentioned, Kivan, the Kamaskla Vakaima Mikara, she's already defiled from before. Damamar bas kain kasil ishtar. The kivin shenifsal l'posala. Once she marries somebody she shouldn't have, posala, she becomes disqualified from the kuna. And even if that marriage ends, under all circumstances, even if there are no children from that marriage, she will never be allowed to eat truma. And Levi Yisrael Nami, so that we could understand, is spoken when she married somebody she wasn't supposed to. What about if she married a Levi Yisrael? Because we would think, the Pasuk says, a bas kain kasiya aman of a grush v'zer inla, v'shava beis aviyah b'nareah, melech aviyah taichel, that if she was married to Yisrael or Levi, and if he passes away without children, she goes back to eat the truma, b'chlal di isa gabei, but as long as she's married to this husband, the Yisrael, this husband, the Levi, lo ochla, ema, once she fell into that category, the halacha is lo tidna b'sreifa, the special halacha of sreifa ought not to apply to her anymore, says the Gemara, kamash malan, that no, she's still a bas kayin, and the halacha of a bas kayin applies. The halacha is that if a Yisrael or Levi eat truma b'shoigig, they have to play Karen, they have to pay a Karen v'chaymish. If, however, if a bas kohen that married a Yisrael or a Levi ate truma, the halacha is she's not allowed to eat truma, as we just learned. But the halacha of paying chaimish doesn't apply. So says the Gemara, the like Rameya, what we just learned is not consistent with what Rameya taught us. The time bas kohen shenisal to Yisrael v'achot truma, mishalemes as a Karen, she plays Karen, v'edim mishalemes as chaimish, but the special surcharge of chaimish does not apply to her. Misasa b'sreifa, and halacha is that if she was mezana, she's a bas kohen and she's chayv sreifa. However, this is lechem n'psulim. If she married a cholul, a nosan, or a mamzer, then, and she eats truma, then mishalem is karen v'chaymish, and misasa b'chenek, the special halach of sreifa no longer applies to adiv rameya. Chayim ha'imrim, zubazub mishalem is karen v'chaymish, whoever she married, even if she married somebody like a nosan, a mamzer, the halach is she only pays karen not chaymish, and the halach is, her misasan is still sreifa. The Gemara now quotes the opinion of Rebbe Elazar. Rebbe Elazar Eimer, and we learned at the end of the Braisa, there was a statement made that we need to understand. The statement was made, Rebbe Elazar Eimer, Savir b'sreif v'schamer b'skila. Says the Gemara, what does that mean? Mai es avir v'schamer, what is meant? Ilay m'savir, that she had znus mi'avir, eschamer means that she had relations with chamer with her father-in-law. My area, if that's the case, why is he singling out a bas kohen? The halacha is a filah bas Yisrael nami. The halacha of bas Yisrael, if she has relations with her father, bita b'sreifa. And the halacha by every Jewish woman, if she rachman l'tzol has relations with her father-in-law, b'skila. Ella says the Gemara, what Rebbe Elazar meant to me say was as a via min b'shus via, that she's an arusa. That's when she has a chiv sreifa. As chamea, when she was b'shus chamea, that she's an asua, that then she's chayiv skila. Says the Gemara, whose opinion will Rebbe Elazar's, what he's saying now, follow? And of course, the Rishonim point out, the Yad Ramah points out, Rebbe Elazar is a Tana, and Rebbe Elazar has a right to argue with other Tanoim. So why are we so, as we're going to learn in the Gemara, so anxious to find who will Rebbe Elazar be consistent with? So Yad Ramah explains, Rebbe Elazar just said a halacha. He didn't quote a pasuk as the source of his halacha. But all the Tanoim that we're going to mention now in the Gemara, not only, of course, do they issue a psak, a decision, but it's based on a pasuk, and how will Rebbe Elazar learn these psukim? So again, how could Rebbe Elazar's opinion, asked the Gemara, be consistent with the opinion of Rabbanan, Hamri, and the Tzuas Yosel Sreifa? They hold that a bas kohen, when she's in the Tzua, has Sreifa, v'loy Arusa. Arusa has Skila. Vikrav Shimon. So, and Rabbi Elazar is saying the Sreifa, just the opposite, only Ben Arusa and not Ben Asua. And if you go on to say that Rabbi Elazar follows the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, Hamar, Rabbi Shimon's opinion, as we learned in our previous year, was that Achs Arusa v'Achs Nesua b'Sreifa. And he's saying that a Nesua, and Rabbi Elazar is saying a Nesua Skila and Arusa Sreifa. If we're going to want to say that he's following the opinion of Rabbi Shmo, whose opinion we're going to see soon, Hamar, Rabbi Shmo's opinion is Arusa Yotzel Sreifa v'Loi Nesua. So, even though V'Loi Nesua, if she's a Bas Kohen as Nesua, is treated like a Bas Yisrael, and the halacha then should be that the halacha is chenek, not skila, as Rabbi Elazar said. So how will we understand the opinion of Rabbi Elazar? Asked the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Sholach Rav Mishmeid Rabbi Yosef Rav Chanina, Tachi Atzol Shem Mishnah. This is the way to understand the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. Loilam, he follows the opinion of Rabbanan, that a Bas Kohen Nesua gets Sreifa, and Arusa gets Skila. And what Rabbi Elazar meant to say was Hachikamer. Kol Shulamata Mises Avia, any time that she had a punishment that is less than Sreifa. For example, Nesua Bas Yisrael. That normally, Nesua Bas Yisrael is Mezana, the halacha she gets Chenek. Hacha, since she is a Bas Kayin, she'll, the Mises Avia, she's going to get Sreifa. And call him Malin Mises Avia, whenever her punishment is stricter than a Bas Kayin, or Mainihu, Arusa Bas Yisrael, Delil Arusa Bas Yisrael, but Alma normally gets Skila. Hacha, in this case, she will get the Mises Chamer, she'll get Skila. Maskla of Yirmiya, ask the Gemara, but that's not what Rabbi Elazar said. Midla Mala Matakhtani, do we say that the Rabbi Elazar say we should look what her normally the halacha is, and that will frame what she's going to get now? Elam Rabbi Yirmiya, La'olam, as we just said, Rabbi Elazar follows the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. That Rabbi Shmuel holds that a Rusa Bas Kain is Sreifa, and a Suna and a Sua is Chenik. Vachkam, a Savia, Rishus Savia, if she's in a Rusa, she gets Sreifa. Ves Chamea, when she's in the Sua, if she has relations Rachman Shalom with a father-in-law, there's a special din of skila, and anyone else, and kaladam shall have chenek. Ask the Gemara, Amar Rav Maishna. So the definition of esavia ves chamea change. Esavia means that she's an arusa. It doesn't mean that she has relations with the father. Es chamea means that she had relations with her father. So therefore, Rava cannot accept this interpretation, this explanation of what Rabbi Elazar meant to say, Rabbi Yirmiya's interpretation. Because Rabbi Elazar used the words Esavir v'Eschamel, but the way Rabbi Yirmiya is explaining Rabbi Elazar, the word Eschamel and the word Esimel have different meanings. Once it means while she's under the father's rishus, and once it means that she is having relations with Chamea. It doesn't make sense that the same words should have different meanings. And therefore, says the Gemara, El Amarava, Lailam Krab Shimon. Rabbi Elazar holds like Krab Shimon, whose opinion is that Sreifa is a more serious punishment than Skila. And therefore, Arusa Bas Kayin gets Sreifa. And Kesavra Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Elazar's opinion is Nesua Karusa. They're both a Nesua Bas Kayin and Arusa Bas Kayin. Ma Arusa. When we speak in Arusa Bas Kayin, Chad Darga Meskinala, we take her up a notch. And even though an Arusa Bas Yisrael gets Skila, this Bas Kayin, when she's Arusa, goes up a notch, Meskila Lesreifa. Af Nesua Bas Yisrael, Chad Darga Meskinala, we take her up a notch, and she goes from Chenek to Skila. That even though normally a Nesua whose Mezana gets Chenek, a Bas Kayin Nesua will get Skila. Ask the Gemara, Maskla Rav Chanina, Ha'idi V'idi, Rav Shimon Sefer Kamar. How can we try to say that his opinion is consistent with Rav Shimon? It isn't consistent with Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says that both a Nesua and a Rusa Bas Koyin gets Sreifa, and Rav Elazar is going to be saying that a Rusa gets Sreifa, but a Nesua gets Skila when she's Mazana as a Bas Koyin. El Amarav Elam Krabotin. We go back to Rav Elazar holds like the Rabotin that Skila is a more severe punishment than Sreifa. Aye, if that's the case, a Rusa, the why is the halacha Rusa b'skila and Nesua b'sreifa? Says the Gemara Epoch, asavia b'skila, v'schameh b'sreifa. The statement should have been asavia b'skila, v'schameh b'sreifa. V'adukama asavia v'schameh, instead of using the word Arusa Nesua, because avia means that she's a Nesua, and Arusa, ascameh means she's a Nesua, and therefore, when she's a Rusa, she gets skila like all Jewish women. She doesn't get a lesser punishment because she's a Bas Koyin. Eschamea means that when she's a Nesua, that all other Jewish women, when they're Nesuim and they have an adulterous relation, get chenik, but she will get sreifa. So ask the Gemara now, why instead of saying a Rusa and a Nesua, did Rabbi Elazar use the words esavia v'eschamea to represent that? Says the Gemara, Sircha be'alma noket. It's just a wording that they used, but it's really just another way of saying, it's the wording of the pasuk, and that's why Rabbi Elazar used that wording, but it meant the Rusa v'Nesua. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avuah, Amar Rav Alocha, Kedesholach Ravim B'Shmeid Rav Yosef, Rav Chanina. Rabbi Elazar holds that, like the Rabbanan, a Nesua Bas Koyin gets Sreifa, and a Rusa Bas Koyin gets Skila. But ask the Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef, Hilchasul Mashicha, why are we dwelling on this? We don't give Mises Bezdim Bezmanazeh. So we don't give Mises Bezdim Bezmanazeh. Why is it necessary to know what is the punishment? Amalei Abaya, so Abaya responded, Elamatif, that's going to be your approach, that we're only going to learn what is relevant Bezmanazeh. Elamatif Shchitis Kotchim. In Mitzvah Shem, we're going to learn Masech Tzvachim. We're going to learn say the Kotchim. Loi listening, we shouldn't learn it, because unfortunately the Beis Hamikdash is not standing. We're not learning anything that's not relevant. Ella drosh v'kabel schar. It's our chiv to learn and get schar. Hachanami drosh v'kabel schar. So the Rosh explains what does the Gemara mean when it says drosh v'kabel schar. But the Gemara means that we have an obligation to understand every pasuk in the Torah. So even if there are psukim that are in the Torah that are not relevant, bezman hazeh, we have to notice psukim. Hakam hachas lamali. Why is it necessary to paskin like halach? See the shmatzah halach kamer. Does this sugya speak about halach l'maish m'sinai, that it's our obligation to try to understand what halach l'maish is? In other words, if the Gemara is teaching us, if we're trying to understand what the pasuk says, of course we have to try to understand what the pasuk says. But to try to come to halacha lemaisa, there where it's not relevant bezman hazeh, there is no obligation. That doesn't mean, of course, that one should only learn what's halacha lemaisa m'sinai. The pasuk says, v'shmartem mitzvoisa v'asisem oisai. From here we learn that there are two obligations in Limud HaTorah. There's one obligation of Shemarta Mitzvaisai to understand what it says. And there's another obligation of Asisa, my son, to know what we're supposed to do. And therefore, we have to do both. But does point out the Chavis Yor, even though we're learning that there's an obligation to do both, Halach Lamaisa takes precedence. And the Chavetz Chaim also always spoke about the importance a practical halacha, but he did say there's a point to learn kachim. One, he says, is that somebody who learns something like kachim, which is unfortunately not relevant with zman hazeh, shows that he's learning Torah lishma, and that's a very important concept. Another point that he makes was the Gemara says, "Kol ha'isik b'tayrus oyla, whoever learns the halachas of the carbon oyla." As kilik or oila, kol isik b'taris chatos. If somebody learns the halachas of karmel chatos, as kilik of chatos, and that's what makes learning kachim so important. And the last point he made is that we live with the Amuna, that Achakaloi B'chol Yom Shiyavoi, we live with the Amuna that Mashiach is coming any day. And when Mashiach comes, there's going to be necessity to know the halacha of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Kabbonis. Learning these halachas is a preparation for Mashiach and is a testimony in our belief in Mashiach. Our Gemara, on Amud Aleph, taught us the opinion of Rav Shmuel, who says, an Arusa Bas Koinus Chayiv Sreifa, and not an Asua. And now the Gemara begins to bring and analyze the opinion of Rav Shmuel. Says the Ma'amar Rav Shmuel, what is meant when we speak about the opinion of Rav Shmuel? The Tanya, Basish Koin Kisechel is nice, Banara V'Arusa Kos Medav, the Torah is speaking Banara Marasa. Ata Oimer, says the Brisa, Banara V'Urasa, Oyein Alephil Ben Asua, maybe even an Asua, Tamaloimer V'Ish, Ashinefes Eishes Ish, Ashinefes Eishes Re'eu, Mois Yumas, Anoif V'Nefes, says the Gemara Hakol, a Kahanas Yisrael Arusa V'Nesua, are in the category of Noyif V'Nefes. Hoitzi HaKosov Bas Yisrael, Beskila, that the Torah says that the Arusa Bas Yisrael, instead of being Chayiv Chenek as an Eishes Ish, is Chayiv Skila, as the Pasuk says, Kiyir Nar B'Sula Marosh L'Ish, Beskalta Sobavona V'Meis, Bas Koyin is Chayiv Sreifa. It says Rabbi Shmuel, Mashik Hoitzei Akosos Yisrael L'Skila, when the Torah says that a Bas Yisrael is not going to be punished with Chenek, but with Skila, whom is the Torah talking to? Arusa V'Loi Nesua, Afke Shaitzei Koyin Bas Koyin L'Sreifa, when the Torah says a Bas Koyin is Chayiv Sreifa, who is the Bas Koyin the Torah is speaking to? Arusa V'Loi Nesua. We learned that the Braisa that we began our shir with today, that Zoymim Meho, the Edim, who are Edim Zoymim on a Bas Koyin, or Bala, the man who had this adulterous relationship with the Bas Koyin, B'chlav Asisim Lo'kash Zomim, so stops the Braisa. What does it mean that they're in the category of Asisim Lo'kash Zomim? Ba'ala, my Kash Zomim Ika. Where would the word Kash Zomim be applicable to the man? Ela Zoymim Meho, says the Gemara, the Zoymimel of Darusa, B'chlal Mises Boyala, are treated like the Oynish of the man, that his Oynish, if somebody has a relationship with an Orus, with an Arusa, he's Chayiv Skila, Mishum Shenemar, and that will be the Aloch of the Edom Zoymimim. Why is that the Aloch? Says the Gemara, Mishum Shenemar, Sisla Keshazom Elasis Lochiv, what would have been the punishment of the man who is mezana with a arusa, whether she's a bas koyin or not, which is skila v'loy lachoysoi divrei Rav Shmuel. This is the opinion of Rav Shmuel. Rav Akiva Omer, Rav Akiva disagrees. It says achas arusa v'achas nesua yotze l'sreifa yochel afila pnuya. We would think even a single bas koyin that had an improper relationship is chayiv sreifa. Namakan aviyah. Pasuk says here the word that's avim mechalalas v'nem lahalon by an arusa tzmizana liznois base of yah mal lahalom zikas abal, just there like there it talks about somebody who has a husband. Afkan, when the Torah speaks of bas koyin, is speaking about a bas koyin biznus zikas abal that has a husband. Says the Gemara now a dialogue between Rabbi Kiva and Mishmol. Amalei Mishmol. Mishmol says to Rabbi Kiva, iat e, if you're saying that the pasuk is not speaking about a pnuya, so mala halon v'narvi arusa, afkan will say the pasuk is speaking about v'narvi arusa. How could you say that arusa and a nesua chiv sreifa? Amar b'kiva yishmal achay bas ubas ani darish. I learned from the extra vav, and that teach us that not only is the rusa is chayiv in Kavrat Chayiv Sreifa, but so too the Nesua. And I saw that the Mefarshim explained this is consistent with Rabbi Kiva's approach. As the Gemara says, Rabbi Kiva was Dairish, explained every Taga Torah, every letter, every word, everything in the Torah. Here we also see, says the Noida Behuda, that Rabbi Shmuel was not Rabbi Kiva's Rebbe, because he wouldn't have called him Yishmol Achai. He wouldn't have spoken to him that way if he was his Rebbe. So we see that he wasn't his Rebbe. Yishmal Achai, Bas Ubas Ani Dorish. Omalei V'chim Neish Ad Dorish, Bas Ubas, Noitzi Zul Usreifa. Are we going to say that the Tzua doesn't have Chiyiv Chenek Ches Chiyiv Sreifa? Imash Malei Lohavis Nesevi. If you're going to include from the letter Bas, to include in the Tzua, Lohavi is a Pnuya. You're going to have to include the Pnuya. If, on the other hand, as you said, Vimash Malhoitzi is a Pnuya, if you're going to say the Xeri Shava of Avia excludes the Pnuya, it also should exclude the Nesua. Rav Akiva, Ahani, what the Xeri Shava accomplishes is Lamute Pnuya, and excludes a Pnuya from the Chiyiv Sreifa. Vahani, Basu Bas, the Rabbis es Nesua. Rav Shmuel didn't understand this. As Savar, to come like Bas Ubas, he thought that when Rabbi Kiva said Bas and the extra Ubas, Shmamina Hadabe Mgzer Shava, that he completely abandoned the Gzer Shava. If Rabbi Kiva completely abandoned the Gzer Shava, there should be a Chiv Srefa by a Pnuya also. Rabbi Shmuel, who doesn't learn the Bas, and therefore he excludes the Nesua and certainly the Pnuya from the Chiv Srefa of a Bas Kayin. So, if that's the case, Hai Bas Ubas my Darshle, what will he do with that limit of Ubas? Says Mar Mibalech Ratani, Avud Shmu Bar Oven, Lefisha Mitzinu, Shechilak Akosub Zacharim, Bein Tamim Lebali Mumen. The Torah differentiates by Kahanim between a Kayin who's a healthy Kayin versus Bal Mum, Yochel Nachfug Rabbinay Seim. When we speak about a Bas Kayin, we should perhaps make the same type of distinction. Tamalim Ubas Ubas. By Bas Kayin, as long as she's a Bas Kayin, it makes no difference if she's a Baal Smum or not. Rabbi Kiva, how do we know that when we speak about a Bas Kayin, the fact that she is or isn't a Baal Smum is irrelevant? Mivahem, Makrivim Vayu Kodesh Nafka. We learn from the word Vahem that only by Hakrovus Kayin is there a difference. Rishmol, why doesn't Rishmol agree that that should be a proof that this distinction between Baal Mum and Nat is only by men? He may have a mina Hanimili Inu. That's only by the Hanim themselves. Ava B'nai Seyem, when we're speaking here about their daughters, Loi, that there is, where do we see that there's such a, that there is no such a distinction? Kamash Mulan, Ubas Ubas, that makes no difference who the father is. If the father's a Baal Mum or Nat, the halacha of Bas Kayin applies under all circumstances. If the halacha of a Bas Kayin applies whether the Kayin is a Baal Mum or not.